This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Stu Leonard Jr. How are you, Stu?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to have you at Stu Leonard's today.
Yeah, well, I was at the store in Danbury shopping, actually, on Saturday. Yeah. Great Chinese food.
Yeah, you mentioned out there.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. You have been CEO for something like 28 years, and every year, best company to work for in Fortune's magazine, wins all the customer experience awards. What's at the heart of the Stu Leonard's brand?
Well, first of all, we're a family business. And I think, you know, my grandfather actually started...
with the milk.
Yeah, but he was a milkman, you know, and then my dad took over and was a milkman. And I think he really got inspired by Disney, was a real idol of his, and he loved the culture, the experience of going to Disney, the people, how nice the people were, just the whole environment and experience. And I think that lit a spark in him back in the early 60s. And then he opened up a small dairy store in 1969. And from that, you know, we've been building, obviously, the company. We have 3,000 people now at Stu Leonard's. But we want to keep that same culture going on, you know, and a lot of it comes from your family values. What are you like as a person? I don't think as a CEO you can fake it. And, you know, one of the questions you asked was, one of the most important things for a CEO to do? And I think that's walk the talk. Like, if you want to have a good culture, you better be out there talking to your people and having them get to know you as a person and not hide behind some, you know, CEO kind of veil. They want a real person there, and you have to show them.
How do you check yourself to always be authentic and never slip into being the old CEO behind the desk?
Well, it's probably one of my biggest faults, because, you know, I probably might say and do things that a CEO shouldn't say and do. You know, like now, what's really tough, I usually give somebody a hug or a kiss if I see them, because a lot of people here have worked here, you know, 20, 25, 30 years. I knew them just my whole career here at the store. Yeah, I go over and kiss them, and all of a sudden, like, that's not, you got to be careful of that today. So I might say things that might be maybe a little inappropriate, joking, kidding around.
Because you're just trying to be, but it's authentic.
It's just
trying to be who you are. And that's a core thing for CEO.
And I think, you know what? Paul Newman lives in this town here. You know, he did.
Well, you actually bought his first salad
dressing. Yeah, we started his salad
dressing. His company.
Started right here, you know, with him. Actually, he sat right in this office here.
Oh, wow.
Paul Newman did, with Bob Sharp, who was a good friend of his. But one of the things, I was just starting to give a few speeches at the time. And I didn't know really how to speak or anything. And I was lucky enough to just be sitting with Paul Newman one day. And I said, what's the secret? You know? And he said, I'll never forget this. He said, speak from your heart. And a lot of times, you know, I've seen a lot of executives, you know, for big, you know, global oil companies and stuff. They're back there wordsmithing their speeches. And when you look out, there's a bunch of gas station owners out there. You know, that's the audience you're speaking to. And what you have to do is speak from your heart. And I think a CEO personally, or not just CEO, anybody in management or team leader or any position, I think it's important for you to be yourself. You know, not put some fake, you know, cocktail hour face on or something.
What happens, though, when you make mistakes? Like, talk about a failure you're proudest of. Because when you're being authentic, you're going to make mistakes, right?
Well, I think it's good to promote your mistakes because everybody makes them. And I don't think you should hide a mistake. I mean, there's a lot of products I've tried at the store that didn't work. And I remember Trader Joe's had this, Joe-O's or something. It was like Cheerios. Mm-hmm. But it was a Trader Joe's cereal. I said, wow, we're going to do a Stewie-O's. Okay? And we literally, if you were eating a bite of it, you wouldn't know if it was a Cheerio or a Stewie-O. But we put them in the store, and they just didn't sell. I mean, I couldn't get people off that Cheerio brand onto a Stewie-O brand, you know. And everybody knew it was my, you know.
So what did you do? What did you tell people?
Joked a lot about it. I mean, I'm still getting little, you know, jokes. I think probably what was interesting, one of my biggest failures was, you know, we have the big rock at the front door.
That rule says, one. Yeah. Rule number one.
The customer's always right.
If the customer's wrong,
reread rule number one.
I love it.
Works great with your wife, too. It's the same thing.
Right.
But I ordered, I thought these would be hot. It was during when the Pet Rock was really hot. So I thought these things would be hot, and I ordered 5,000 of them from a small, you know, one of those marketing companies. And I brought them in the store, and they were like flat dead. I put them up in the store at $9.95, and I got a great deal on them, you know. But I couldn't sell those things, you know. And so everybody was joking me about that.
So everyone wants to know that. How do you know what is going to sell and what won't sell? You've told some stories what won't sell, but a lot of your business at the core, like, and you're telling me before, it's all about innovation, yeah, new product development, and knowing what will work and what won't work.
Well, you know what I always say to our management team? You know, you get in the Baseball Hall of Fame. All you got to do is strike out 7 out of 10 times. And you're in.
Right, exactly.
And I think it's the same thing with new products. I think it's the same thing with ideas. Innovation overall, I think you're going to strike out a lot. I don't know anybody who's had a good idea that hasn't had a lot of failures, too.
Mm. What would you say it's like growing up in a family business? And, you know, your dad's an iconic guy. And here you are. You have the name Stu Leonard.
Yeah.
It's Stu Leonard Jr.
Yeah.
So you have the name. It's a different type thing. How do you manage the business from being in a family business?
You know, it's difficult. You know the nice thing? Everybody's in a family, right? So all your listeners right now, they all have families. They have uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, in-laws, the whole thing. And what's difficult, I think, is blending the business part of it into the family part of it. Because you can't treat people like family at work. You know, you have to treat them professionally. And you have to act professionally. There's a lot of times you got to work Friday night. You got to come in on a Saturday, you know, and you can't have a family member there saying, oh, I'm going snow skiing or I'm going.
So it's like it's harder because everyone thinks it's much easier, but you're saying that it's actually harder.
I would say it's harder. Benefits are greater, though.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we've done is we have. You know, there's my generation. I have a brother and two sisters. Then we have 13, underneath that. So that's generation three, we call it. And one of the things we want to make, they all, before they even apply for a job here, They have to go work for another company for 3 years.
That's a rule.
It's a rule.
For 3 years. At what age? Is that usually out of college or in high school?
Whenever? First of all, you got to finish college.
Oh, you have to.
You have to finish college. Okay. Then you have to go work for somebody for 3 years.
Does it matter who they work for?
No, it doesn't.
And the philosophy, the why. You're big into why. The why behind that.
Well, you know why? The why behind that is that all of a sudden you realize not all bosses are really nice to you. You know, and some of them are unreasonable and demanding and nasty. You know, when you come into a family business as a family member, everybody's nice to you. You know, yeah. Hey, Robert, how you doing? You know, how was your day today? Oh, you didn't come in Saturday. We covered for you. Don't worry about a thing. You know, when you're out in a real business like that, you realize it's not that soft. And if you grow up just working in the family business, I don't think you have a perspective on a professional job like that.
Okay, we are about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out from Stu Leonard himself what the key with incredible customer service is. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Stu Leonard Jr. And, you know, we talked about that rock before,
yep.
But what really is the key to not just good, but incredible customer service? You've seen it, good, bad, the ugly, the amazing. What shifts it to the next level? And I mean something that any company in any industry, in a bank, could do.
Well, what I think, first of all, is you have to have the desire to want to make your customers happy with your product or your service. You can't just write up there, you know, some customer service philosophy. I think it comes from the heart, because a lot of these things aren't plain vanilla answers. I had a situation that just happened. I was dealing with one of the big credit card companies, and I was at my daughter's wedding. She got married in France. She married a Frenchman. And I took my credit card, and I was short on euros because she needed, you know, tips for the band and all this stuff. And I was short on euros, and I went into one of the credit card companies to get some cash, which I had plenty of credit on there. I couldn't get it. I could not get it, and I probably made contact with that company half a dozen times.
And this is like at your daughter's wedding.
This is,
you know, you just want to be joyful.
I couldn't get anybody to help me. Okay? So I ended up, they afterward called and tried to call and call and call. But I was just so angry over the whole experience. You know, here I was at my daughter's wedding. I had to mooch off my father-in-law, you know, my friends that were at the wedding. Can you give me a few euros? So I couldn't get satisfaction. Now, the CEO of that credit card company should really get that message out that we're going to do whatever we can to make that customer happy, especially if they're a pretty good customer. I think that's important. That's the first thing. You got to get the message out, and it's got to come from, you know, the heart that that's something you want done. Sometimes it's uneconomical. Okay, you're giving. Maybe somebody went a little too far and did a little too much. You have to just say that's okay, because out of the millions and millions and millions of products we sell at Stu Leonard's a year. Look, you're going to get a bad head of lettuce once in a while. You're going to get a tenderloin that comes in from the Midwest that maybe isn't perfect. And you just have to, when that customer comes in with a problem, you got to smile and just take care of them.
Yeah. So while we're talking about money, let's talk about profit. And you have a lot of friends, I know, who are CEOs. So are there any similarities that you see in the most profitable companies? And I'm asking you this because Stu Leonard's, you know, I remember when you were cited as the highest per square foot sales of any supermarket in the world, right? So you guys know this. But when you look at all industries, all your friends, what are the similarities you see in these profitable but great companies?
Well, first of all, there isn't one company on that Fortune 100 best companies to work for that isn't profitable. So you need profit.
So that shows. Keep
you
going.
Need profit. And a company needs profit to reinvest, to take care of their people. You know, to do that, you got to really manage the business right. You can't have loose ends all over. You got to dig in and really get into the details of the business. I mean, it could just be something simple like we got lobster rolls downstairs, okay? We sell a ton of lobster rolls. You put a little extra lobster on every single lobster roll, that could kill your profit. You know, just because you're not watching the portion.
So it's being on. Is it being on top of things? Is that what it
is? I think it's being on top of the details, and I think it's also managing the business so that it is profitable.
Yeah, I remember Bill Marriott once. I asked him, "How many? How do you know if a short order cook is good or not?" He says, "I ask him one question: How many times did you flip over the hash browns? Anything but one, and it's a problem." So you have to be like on top of the people.
Well, see, that's a good example of the details.
How do you plan for the future? You're looking at the digital world. Everything's changing. You know, I know you're going into a lot of like plant-based, you know, food now, and how do you really think about what you should be doing, and how far out do you plan? Is it a year? Is it 6 months? Is it 5 years?
Well, I don't really. I think you have some pretty broad 5-year plans.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to open new stores, or you know, get into the wine business, which we
did. Sue, congratulations.
Yeah.
Huge success.
Yeah, so that was, food and wine is so nice. Yeah. But I think that's why I think it's important for CEOs to get out of their office a lot. Not only within their company, but I think meeting customers, meeting suppliers, and also going out and just benchmarking what you're doing with other companies. I'm constantly in stores, competitor stores all the time.
But that's a problem because everyone knows your face already, so they got to see you coming. Right?
Well, you know, usually, you know, it's okay. You know, I walk around as a customer. I always get a shopping cart. You know, I look like a customer walking through the store. But you know, you're looking at things that they're doing that's maybe excite customers, and it's not like 20 things. It could just be one idea, and we call these things when we go out to other stores, we call them the One Idea Club.
One Idea Club.
Yeah, where what you do, you go out into the field, and you have to bring back to Stu Leonard's one idea. It could be something simple. You know, one of our managers went out and he came back and he noticed that they were using toothpicks in their sample things instead of a little spoon in a cup. And he started doing that here at the store. Little tiny thing. But, you know, it was a cool idea. So I think getting out there, getting out of the office and getting out in the field, and I think that helps you come up with a strategy too.
You've about 15 seconds left. The future of Stew's.
Well, you know what? First of all, the future of Stew's, I hopefully, is laying in the lap of the next generation. But I think the future is really combining our food and wine knowledge, because today's customers, I think, really want to know more about the food they're eating. They want to know more about their wine, and they would love it if we could help them pair the two of them together. And I think that's here to stay. I mean, you may get bourbons being hot and scotches and tequilas and vodkas and all that too with different cocktails, but I think the marriage of food and wine together is one of the directions we want to go in.
On that inspirational note, great having you on the CEO Show,
okay.
Stu.
Nice being here. Thank you, Robert.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Farooq Kathwari. How are you, Farooq?
I'm very good, and good to be here.
And Farooq, you have been CEO of Ethan Allen and chairman as well since 1988. 30 years. Few people have led an iconic brand that long. And you've done tremendous things in reinvention of the company. And we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about your upbringing, because I think that really codifies what made you the person to become the CEO. And it's actually in this book called Trailblazer, which I read over this last weekend, and I, as you can see, I marked up like crazy. Fantastic stories. Talk about your childhood in Kashmir and what you learned from there.
Yes, I grew up in Kashmir in a family that was involved with business, with a merchant family, and also in politics. I saw beautiful art, and I also saw conflict. It's a beautiful country, great mountains, and I learned right from the beginning in the mountains that treating with people with dignity was tremendously important. People in the mountains don't talk too much, but they greet each other, they shake hands. So treating people with dignity was tremendously important. Then when I was in school, I invariably ended up as a captain of a sports team, cricket team, and in college as well. So I was playing sports, I was captaining the team, and because of that, it also changed the career. My family wanted me, like most children, to either become an engineer or a doctor. But I was spending so much of time in this field of sports that I had to take subjects that I liked and would not be that time-consuming. So I took English literature and political science as my subjects. So this upbringing of sports also taught me the role of a captain. The captain's role is to play with the team, strategize with the team,
and just to clarify,
part of it.
In cricket, you are the main player, but it's not a separate manager. You are the manager as well in cricket.
Absolutely. It's not somebody from the outside telling you what to do. The captain has to change a bowler or a pitcher every six balls based upon who the batter is and where all the other 10 players are going to be placed. They don't have the first base or second base. The captain determines that based on the batsman, based upon the bowler, so you are strategically looking at it all the time. And you have to be, as a captain, you have to be part of the team, you got to lead the team. So that's what I learned in my early upbringing.
And it was a pretty remarkable story of a lot of the challenges you went through, but how you actually came to America and got your jobs here.
Yes, you see, first of all, we were born in an area that was, Kashmir was divided.
And your whole goal in life, you wanted to make one governed Kashmir was your goal.
Well, you see, when I was young, Kashmir got divided, and my father did not know at that time because they thought that Kashmir would be reunited. So he went from the main part of Kashmir, which is the Kashmiri-speaking region where we lived, to the other side, which was controlled by Pakistan. We were on the Indian side. He went there for 2 weeks and was not able to come back. The Indian side cancelled his permit. So we decided, my grandfather and family decided that my mother and three of us would cross to the other side, when my older brother, who was 9 years old, and my sister was about 10 years old, older sister, would stay with her grandfather. So we went to the other side, which was mountains. So we lived at 8,000 feet, and we thought we were going to go there for a very short period of time, but we lived there 10 years. As refugees, because we were designated as refugees, and even though my father on the other side was a minister of the government, was very deeply involved, and after 10 years we were allowed to go back to the Indian side, but not my father. And that is where I joined the cricket team in the college and also ended up in some student movements and demonstrations and sort of a leader in many, many different ways. And at age 20, I was able to come to America. It was sort of a miracle, but I came to America at age 20 with admission at the New York University, the Graduate School of Business. And in fact, I had no idea what to study. I had a student advisor. He first said accounting. I went to the first class, didn't like it. Had economics, which I didn't like. Then he said marketing. I never heard of the terminology, but he said...
You liked it.
I said, you know, he said, I asked him, what's marketing? He said, it is to convince people, customers, your associate. I said, well, that I can do. So I took marketing as a subject and started my career in New York. But I needed a job because I had enough money for about 3 or 4 months. The rest, then I had to start working.
And you start this company, and somehow one of your clients is Ethan Allen. Talk about how that turned into you becoming CEO.
Well, the first one was, which I did not realize that what the impact would be. My grandfather and father decided to send me about, I don't know, 8 or 12 wicker baskets of arts and crafts. Said, sell them, it's going to help you with your education. Send us the cost. Well, I didn't know what to do, but I had at the university, Marvin Traub, who was a CEO of Bloomingdale's, had given a lecture. So I said, well, I'll talk to him. Called him 8, 10, 12 times, days, and finally he got tired and said, come on over. I met him, we brought in a merchant, and they liked what I had. So Bloomingdale's became a customer. So I said...
And notice, that's from 12 times, 12 no's, that's how you got to the final yes. Just keep that in mind.
Yes, you know, and I then said, if Bloomingdale's, why not Lord & Taylor's? Why not others? So I ended up getting them as customers, and we started developing a business, but I was also working. My first job was working as a bookkeeper on Canal Street, and this job was also something I had never seen any books. I had never seen a calculator, so I convinced them that I knew. And fortunately, I was helped by a lady.
It's a great story there, Susan. They went out to lunch, and you said, "Show me what this is, and I'll take you out to lunch." She showed you. You learned it, and then you became a great bookkeeper for them.
Yeah, in fact, I had never seen a calculator in my life. So when they had gone out to lunch, when they came back, and they said, her name was Sally, and she was a great teacher.
Sally.
And she said, they came back, and they said, what do you think about... I said, your books need some work, but they're okay. They were surprised, got the job. And it was Richard King and Jesse Isaacson were the owners, and they recognized it. They said after about 8-9 months, he said, you know, your school is near Wall Street, go, when do you get a job? So I said, I'm studying marketing. I don't know what Wall Street does. They said, go there, tell them you want a job as a junior financial analyst. So I went to the first building on Wall Street, I walked up and got a job at Bear Stearns as a junior financial analyst. While I was doing all of this, I was also getting involved with selling these products. After Bear Stearns, I was recruited by Rothschilds, who had set up a company in New York, not far from on Pine Street, near Wall Street. And it was there that one of my associates, who knew that I was involved with this arts and crafts, said, you know, I know the founder of Ethan Allen. Would you like to meet him? I said, yes, I had no idea. And went down to Italy in Manhattan, and he called in one of his merchants. Said, this young man is from Kashmir. Do we get anything from there? She said, yes, we get this fabric. The crewel fabric never comes on time, always a problem. Can you help? I said, absolutely. I had no idea. But
you'd always say yes and then figure it out.
Then you have to figure it out. You can't just say absolutely yes and not do it. And it was not easy, but I was able to get in that business. And a year later, he called me again. He said, you know, my merchants tell me we're having trouble getting rugs from India and Romania. Can you help? I said, absolutely. I had no idea where Romania was. I had no idea where rugs in India were. But I took a week off, didn't go to Romania, went to India, developed a rug business, and developed an association. And by this time, I had become a chief financial officer of the Rothschild Company. So Nat Ansell, who was the founder, then called me and said, how about working at Ethan Allen? I said, how about a partnership? He was surprised. He said, what? I said, we'll have a partnership and I will develop products for Ethan Allen from all over the world. And he agreed.
And from there you got these offices and you became involved in the company. And so important that it turned out that he said you're going to become president.
Well, for the first seven or eight years I was involved with developing products. At those days, Italy was the main source of products like lighting and accessories. And then I went to, I set up an office in Italy. Then went to Portugal and Germany and Korea. And I was one of the first ones to go to China. In 1975, I went to China to find out what was happening in China.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about what you've done as a 30-year CEO of Ethan Allen. Back in a few.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I'm Robert Reese. We're back on the CEO show with Farouk, and he is the chairman and CEO of Ethan Allen. And so we talked the fascinating part about how you became CEO, and there are just these great stories in your book, Trailblazer. I urge you, go there, go to Amazon, get the book. It is, I spent the whole weekend, was my favorite thing, reading every story of it. So, but talk about, you come into Ethan Allen, it's run by a family, two brothers-in-law, and you are the outsider. How do you win everyone over?
I realized fairly as soon as I had made the joint venture that I had to help them become better. Not Naren Sal or Ted Baumritter, who were the two founders, but I had to work with at least 25, 30 vice presidents, merchants. And I said, if I'm going to be successful, I've got to help them become better. And that's what I did. I worked with the merchants. I worked, took them with me to tours. And in fact, interestingly, the Ethan Allen dealers were very important. These were families that ran Ethan Allen stores. So and when they looked at me, the dealers, the men generally were running the stores and their wives were involved with buying products and accessories. And they were very knowledgeable people. So I created a committee. I took the four or five, the best of them, one from New York, one from Atlanta, one from near Pittsburgh. And I said, you are my advisors. So it's very, very important that you create a group of people to help you. And they helped me to be successful in developing the right products. And it was after that Naren Sal, seeing what I was doing, said, why don't you come to Danbury? By that time, Ethan Allen had moved from Manhattan to Danbury. And I was running my business from a bowling lanes in Larchmont, New York. I had purchased a bowling lanes. And I then bought another building as we ran out of space. And he said, come, we would like you to come to Danbury to work for Ethan Allen. I said, what would I do there? I said, you've got so many people. And I thought I would say something that he would say, forget it. So he said, what would you like to do if you come here? I said, I don't want to come here, but if I have to come there, I'll take your job. He was surprised. He said, what? I said, I understand if you don't want to give it up. But he did give it up, and he made me president.
And I remember the story about you had to win over all the people, you know, from the founder of this iconic company for 30, almost 50 years. And you said to them about the mountains. Tell that story.
Yeah, well, see, then now I became president. And Clint Walker was the president of the great, great New Englander. He had fought in the Second World War. We had a number of war heroes that were associated with the company. So he took me under his wing, and he took me, one of our first meetings as a president was to Vermont, and about, I would say, at least 1,200, 1,500 Vermonters called the Green Mountain Boys and Girls were gathered, and he introduced me, and he said, these are new president. They were looking at me, a new president with a name like Farouk. Who's this person? I said, I tell you this, but I didn't want to say this, but our mountains where I come from are high, and we would call these small hills, but they're beautiful. However, the more important is that we have a saying that is similar. That is, most of the problems of the world have been created by flatlanders. They all say, yeah, you're one of us. But then I had to take it seriously. I had to change the culture. I realized that to be successful, I went back to my cricket team. I said, we're going to create cricket teams where the captains are helping their team members become better. So I said, the main job of a leader is to help their people become better. And so I went around with town hall meetings. Then I did something also that was interesting. I brought 5,000 of our factory workers, 300, 400 at a time, to our headquarters in Danbury, Connecticut. And the main job was to tell them that in the future, we've got to work together, and the job of a leader is to help their people become better, and we created a different culture.
And you brought designers in, and you changed the storefronts, you changed everything to become contemporary. But so now I want to jump ahead. So right now, Ethan Allen, it's what people don't know is that almost all of your manufacturing is in America, 70%. You've 300 stores all around the world. You've 5,000 employees, but most of it is here. So when you talk about trade wars, you're really true Americana.
It is. I mean, before that, let me just briefly mention that when I became president, we are a manufacturing company with 30 manufacturing sites. So I first had to make sure that we change the culture and start making the manufacturer more efficient. Second, our Ethan Allen retailers in the 80s onwards started retiring. So we had to decide what to do. Should we go and sell to others? Can we get new entrepreneurs? We decided that we will go into the retail ourselves and build a team. And so we were not in retail. And we decided to go and take two at a time. I had to sit with these families. I have sat with about, I think, 75 families over the last 25 years, one at a time.
If you had to give one thing that codifies more of the leadership, you said you have to make your people better. What advice do you have to CEOs? Very few CEOs have been a CEO 30 years.
That's right. I mean, my perspective was that from cricket, that I was a captain of a team, and that has to a great degree been a focus of our business, that is to run one team. And that also means that at every level, if it's manufacturing, if it's retail, it's one product line, one level of quality, not easy. And that's what we have done, and that has given an opportunity of creating a team that takes pride in what they do. They work together, and so the main job of a leader is to help the people become better.
So now we have 1.5 minutes left. I want to talk about Kashmir, and what is your advice, what people need to know?
You see, Kashmir, I spent about 15 years of my life at the insistence, invitation of India and Pakistan and some of the leaders of the Kashmir region to get involved. So I went there, but then I realized to do this, I had to do it in a manner that would be accepted. So we established a Kashmir study group, knowledgeable people, about 26 members, and I spent 15 years back and forth. And the message was simple, that we must create a peaceful, honorable and a feasible solution. And those elements are there for Kashmir, and especially now, because recently Kashmir has been in the news in a very unfortunate way. So I am hoping that those three elements is looked upon and worked.
That's an inspirational end. And I do want to say, anyone, you read Trailblazer, and what you're going to hear are tremendous stories of getting people all aligned. And the key theme, I think, is that word honorability. So I commend you on that. Great having you on the CEO show, Farooq.
It's my pleasure.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.